As news emerges that the swine flu virus has hit Europe with cases confirmed in both Britain and Spain, three Czechs remain under surveillance after displaying symptoms of illness upon their return from Mexico. Prague's Ruzyně Airport has implemented a system of medical checks for passengers returning from Northern and Central America, while the government has urged Czechs to avoid all non-essential travel to the region. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Rosie Johnson, who's been following developments. So, Rosie, first, can you tell us about the three suspected cases? What do we know so far?
Well, Daniela, what we know is that on Monday it was revealed that three Czechs who were just back from Mexico had been admitted to hospital, all with suspected cases of swine flu. One of these individuals was released after being given a Tamiflu injection and told to stay in confinement at home pending the results of some tests. That was at Motol Hospital in Prague. Two others were admitted to Prague's Bulovka Hospital, where they still are. On Tuesday morning, a spokesperson for that hospital, Vilma Marešová, said she thought it was highly unlikely that the pair had this H1N1 virus, but that they would be monitored until the test results came back, and that would be by Wednesday at the latest. And there was also some media speculation yesterday on Monday that a fourth individual had been admitted to Na Homolce Hospital, also in Prague, also having returned from Mexico on Monday, but this was dismissed by doctors at the hospital.
Right, so no confirmed cases as yet in the Czech Republic. What about the security measures that the government has put in place to try and contain the spread of the virus?
Well, speaking on Monday evening, the chief health inspector in this country, who's Michael Vít, said that information on the virus and its symptoms was being distributed in all of the flights returning to the Czech Republic from Mexico and at Prague's Ruzyně Airport as well. He said that the health ministry was working with a private subcontractor to offer everyone returning from Mexico medical checks at the airport and at Bulovka Hospital if they felt that they had any of the symptoms outlined in the information being handed out. And he also said that 20 beds were ready at Prague's Bulovka Hospital and over 2 million injections of Tamiflu, which is an anti-flu jab, that was all ready should it be needed to battle an outbreak. On top of that, the government has issued a statement saying if Czechs can at all avoid travelling to the affected areas, then they should do that.
Right, and how is the Czech Republic dealing with this outbreak in terms of the fact that it is now EU president?
Well, again, on Monday, the Czech EU presidency called an urgent meeting that will actually take place in all probability, according to a statement released by the Czech presidency on Thursday. And in light of the outbreak, which at the time of going to press right now has claimed so far 152 lives, all in Mexico, the Czech presidency said also in this same statement that it was following the situation very closely and it was determined to minimise the risk of impact on the European Union. EU ministers from across the board have urged Europeans to be calm in the face of the outbreak, and that was also the message coming this morning from practitioners at Prague hospitals.
Right, Rosie Johnson, thank you for that. And of course, we'll be following developments here at Radio.